The U.S. Report.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, where the story is that Donald Trump is open to additional gun laws. Bit hard to blame the gun laws when the FBI are asleep at the wheel.
Good point. Good point, certainly. We are percolating about guns, as we always do after every one of these things. And the president does say he's supportive of efforts to improve the federal background check system. He's also previously said he'd be open to the idea of banning the bump stocks. That's a little device that enables a rifle to fire more rapidly than it normally would. Both of those things, I think, can probably go through. You know, when you talk to people out there, you got students who are demonstrating in large numbers, for more gun rules, because for them it's easy. That's the way they see that it would make the most sense, because, you know, they're kids. On the other hand, you've got Colorado House Minority Leader Patrick Neville, who was at Columbine. Remember the first big one that we had in this country back in 1999? He was a kid in that school. Now, he has proposed legislation to limit or to lift the limits on being able to carry concealed weapons in schools, kindergarten through high school, because he says everyone who has a concealed carry permit issued by their chief law enforcement officer should have the right to carry in order to defend themselves and, most importantly, children in a worst-case scenario.
I can't help but feel, Harley, and this is most probably a longer debate, that there has been a very significant misrepresentation of the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which says, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, that derives from years and years ago, which wasn't about gun rights, but about defending America by raising a low-cost army in which soldiers provided their own guns. It really wasn't fundamentally related to every American being able to have a weapon. And I just think most probably it's time to debate the meaning of Amendment 2 of the Second Amendment.
Well, that's an interesting... That is one side of that debate, as a matter of fact. If you read some of the writings of the Founding Fathers when they wrote that, that very thing, their point was that the citizenry should be armed.
Yeah.
So that in the event it needed to form its own militia to overthrow an oppressive government, they could do it.
That was the way they actually established a low-cost army in those days. But now, of course, things have changed, haven't they? And whether they'll change the second, who knows? Interesting, Harley. Thanks for talking with us. That's Harley Carnes in the United States of America.